from the inkwells of yore, to the digital screens of today, the kids present the comic book character of the month.
I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Thank you, Dungeon Master, and welcome back, kids, and thanks for listening to our celebration all month long of Dungeons and Dragons' 50th anniversary. This is Angus, and I am here with Doc, and we are reviewing today Dungeons and Dragons, The Forgotten Realms, The Dragon Reach Saga, which this brings issues number 5 through 8 of our series into focus. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Doc. And I want to thank you for coming on and joining me here for a couple of these episodes throughout the month because, you know, from a history perspective, I mean, shoot, you know, we were all in a gaming group growing up, you know, and playing D&D. And matter of fact, I wanted to ask you, other than growing up and playing D&D, what was the last time you played D&D? Was it back when we were kids, or if you had any cause here and, you know, later in life to, you know, maybe throw some dice there with some friends or family?
You know, unfortunately, the last time I played was with all of us growing up. So it's been a very long time. I remember those times extremely fondly. I've had an opportunity. One of my wife's friends, he has a little D&D group here, but honestly, it wasn't, you know, I loved the D&D, but I just loved hanging out with everybody. And I think that's what their fondness. And I think the two memories, I wanted to keep them separate. So I haven't picked it up again yet. So
No. I get it. I mean, that the whole socialization and, you know, all the antics around the table. And I just remember us laughing an awful lot and having a blast. But one thing you have maintained, Doc, that is a very healthy appetite for comics. And here we have truly the merging of comics and a role-playing game, which is fairly unique. But as I brought up in our first episode, not dissimilar to a superhero world and world building and a realm of exploration. I mean, you're talking about adventurous heroes here, vice a superhero like a Batman or Superman or the Hulk or Thor. So, you know, and not dissimilar. And I can definitely see where, from a cultural perspective, particularly geek culture, where, you know, you and I, we grew up in the infancy of the direct market, where you had these smaller hobby shops pop up in small to mid-sized towns that would have role-playing games, board games. We used to call them beach books, paperbacks, you know, fantasy fiction, science fiction, and comics would be in there too. And it seemed like these shops were able to survive with that formula because they'd have enough traffic of people coming in monthly to get their comics, needing something more to read. They'd be buying the role-playing games. They'd be buying their Dragon magazines. They'd be, you know, picking out a board game or card game, something like that. And, you know, I think from that culture, you had TSR saying, hey, we need to cash in on this. And I think we can also promote our brand by also having a comic book line or several lines out there. And that's indeed what they did in the late 80s here. So today we are going to delve into the Dragon Reach Saga. And this was authored by Jeff Grubb. And as I'd mentioned before, Jeff was a game designer for TSR and was right there at the launching of the Dragonlance campaign setting, working under Tracy Hickman, who helped design that setting, and then would go on to great success with Margaret Weiss doing the entire Dragonlance saga novels that would then ensue. And this is also a trend that we would see. So when Jeff got done with the Dragonlance campaign setting and supporting Tracy, he then moved on to the Forgotten Realms setting with Ed Greenwood. And as I detailed in our previous episode, essentially TSR was looking for a house world or campaign setting that they could promote. Since Gary Gygax had been ousted from the company in 1985, Ed Greenwood had developed quite a popular head of steam through his articles in Dragon Magazine, essentially putting forth articles with his campaign setting in it for ideas and sources of inspiration for Dungeon Masters and players alike. So when TSR bought the Forgotten Realms from Ed Greenwood, it was Jeff Grubb's job to sift through thousands of pages of text and notes and maps and things to eventually cobble together with Ed the Forgotten Realms box set, that campaign setting. So out of that, he would write the Finder's Stone trilogy, and Azure Bonds was the first book in that. And we'd seen two characters from Azure Bonds in that first story arc, Doc, with the Valprak hand in there. And that now takes us to our current story arc with some incredible art by Rags Morales. Now, Rags, this was his first professional work, Doc, penciling 19 issues here of the Forgotten Realms with Jeff Grubb. I mean, they are the team that birthed this series. And I can't say enough, and we'll really get into it when we review here this arc, enough about Rags' early work. And I truly feel, Doc, and I don't know what your first impressions were, but I truly feel that this was an artist fully realized, looking and performing like a veteran at a very young age. Now, maybe that's perhaps the influence of him having been a graduate of the Kubert School. But I tell you, Rags had the chops from the very, very start.
I know we're going to get to that in a bit, but yeah, the artwork was absolutely stunning. It was fantastic. It's hard to believe that he was young in his career when he did this artwork, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, it truly is. So in preparation here, as we get into our story, let's give our listeners a little bit of a rundown, a reminder of who we are working with here and who we're reading about. So there is the ship, the Realms Master. And the Realm Master crew is headed up by the captain, Dwellamore Omen. And he's a mage from the southern lands of Halrua, and he seeks out powerful artifacts to safely dispose of them. He met Vartan and Priam, who we met in our last story, in the search for the hand of Vaprax. Dwellamore is a powerful mage, but at times he experiences intense pains when he overly exerts his magical powers. And at one point, he mentions that he is slowly rotting away. He was once sought out by the Halruin government for being a traitor. Then he has his very faithful companion, Minder. Now, Minder is a female dwarf whose mind and soul has been transferred into a golem, into an iron golem. Her body was altered several times, and first we saw that happen in the last episode there, The Hand of Vaprax, where she was rapidly heated by a fire trap and set by the Ogre Mage, and then cooled by a cold spell. Then we have, as part of the crew, Ishi Barasumi, and she is a female fighter of an inspired Asian descent. A swordswoman who considers her honor to be the most utmost importance and resents losing face. Her father died 10 years prior to the start of this series, and she still sends messages to him as burnt offerings. For most of the series, she seems to harbor and we'll begin to see this, a bit of a crush for Priam. And as I had mentioned, we had Vartan High Savar. He's a sarcastic elven priest. Although he maintains an aloof facade, he does care deeply for his friends here in this adventuring party, who have also been brought aboard and made a part of the Realm Master crew. And then we have Priam Agravar. He's a human paladin who has a what we see here is a past addiction that'll, without any spoilers here, I'll wait for that to be revealed. And then we have Fox Leon Cardlock, and he's a thief who has previously addiction to hallucinogenic cheese-like substance called cheese. And we'll get into that issue where that's revealed. In addition, he's underappreciated tailor with a flamboyant flair, and he also can make do as a midwife in the pinch, and he is a halfling. So there is our crew, Doc, our adventuring crew, a little bit of a, I wouldn't call him a motley crew, but certainly entertaining. There's no doubt about that. And a pretty balanced party if we're talking about adventures and adventuring. Hey, we got a priest to heal people, got a fighter in here, a swordswoman. We've got a paladin in here, you know, a very powerful mage, and this big, strong, but with a female dwarf's, you know, brain in their mind, in their iron golem. So quite the amusing crew. So as we delve here into Dragonreach, our premise for this story arc is a mysterious force is murdering dragons in the realms. All of their adventurers have to stop this dragon slayer before the dragons emigrate and cause untold damage to the realms. Fox Leon's talents as a doula save the day when magic fails. And we get yet another appearance of Elminster in this story arc, and he assists Dwellamore Omen in stopping an individual who was slaying dragons in the realms. So, Doc, what were your general impressions of this story?
I loved it. I thought it was a really fun story. As we know, I think we've talked about it before, that as far as fantasy comics, they're not my go-to all the time. And I was really happy when you asked me to join you for these, because I am a big, if not in memory alone, but just a big Dungeons & Dragons fan. And this just took me right back. I think the stories just really capture that spirit of Dungeons & Dragons if you've played the game before. And if you haven't played it before, I think there's still a lot of fun to be had with these stories. I think you don't need a working knowledge of Dungeons & Dragons to enjoy these stories. But this one's really great because, I mean, it brings out everything. It's dragons. It's, you know, it's all these mystical lands and these people and everything. And I just thought it was a really fun story that had a really good arc. I like how the arcs are pretty short. You don't have, like, you know, 8-story arcs or 8-issue arcs. So you can really enjoy, like, these little small, really fast reads too, as well. And I really enjoyed that about that too. And you don't feel like you're missing anything. You get some good character development as we go along. You know, you see these characters, you know, evolving little by little. And just the whole story with the with who's killing the dragons. I thought that was just a really cool idea to go after, and I think they executed it really well.
Yeah, I concur with you, Doc. And in addition to everything that you just said there, these comics were written on 3 different levels. And I think Jeff Grubb did a great job. First, you can take the story purely for its surface value. Very entertaining. As you said, nostalgic at some points. Taking someone who had played Dungeons & Dragons before back to the table with regard to the fantasy setting. But also at the same time, if you're just a fan of fantasy or comics or good storytelling in general, you get a lot of enjoyment out of this. The second level is that for the players. If you were a diehard player of Dungeons & Dragons back in the day, this era was the time in which there would be a transition from Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition to Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition. And Jeff Grubb was using the comics here as an instructional manual for some of the game mechanics changes that would take place that folks could look forward to, what was happening differently within the realms. And we see everything from this ship, the Realms Master, Dimension Dooring, and going from one body of water to another body of water in the realms to go after an artifact. We see both our priest as well as our mage recounting their inventory of spells at any given time throughout this story arc, which is very real as far as that inventory management is concerned for the casters within an adventuring party. I think the characters themselves, as far as personalities are concerned, are very, very entertaining. I love the dynamic friction between some. I like the camaraderie amongst all of them. And this, there was a lot of care that was taken by Jeff Grubb. And I think it was Doc as a result of him working directly with Ed Greenwood and fully understanding the Forgotten Realms. The fact that you had the designer of a campaign setting, who, for lack of a better term, is the default lore master for this particular world, here as your writer for the series, it doesn't get much better than that. And the fact that they were staying true to form as far as the campaign world was concerned and just publishing those stories through DC with little to no interference from DC whatsoever as far as the story was concerned. I think where DC was most concerned, or I should say took a massive vested interest, was in the quality of the art that was being displayed here within this story arc. And Doc, that takes us to Rags Morales. Doc, what did you feel were the strengths here of Rags Morales's visual storytelling panel to panel?
Panel to panel. Honestly, I was just kind of taken back by everything. His detail in the characters themselves and their expressions on their faces. And for example, this story arc we're talking about, the dragons themselves, just these kind of like, he made them like these really majestic creatures that were different colors, and they all had different kinds of like powers and value basically to their community of this dragon community and everything. And just did, like, even though they're all dragons, they all looked a little bit different. So they all had their own like personality. And I attribute that to the artwork. And I was blown away. As soon as I started reading it, the art just immediately grabbed me. And then as I read on, the story kind of grabbed me afterwards, but it was just that visual that really got me. And it was just the detail and everything. It's one of the further issues that we'll talk about later. When one of the characters gets kind of, I won't give any spoilers, but one of the characters gets kind of destroyed, and just it's a full splash page, and it's just the detail in it is so amazing. So it was just, yeah, that's what really got me. And it just really, you know, the playing Dungeons and Dragons, I remember, you know, it's a very visual game in your own head, because it's, you know, you're not watching a screen, and you're kind of imagining, like, when you're walking down a hallway and you come across this creature. And then I think Greg's did a great job of bringing some of those creatures to the page. And I really appreciated that level of detail and his attention to the detail as well.
Yeah, right. Rags did an incredible job along those lines. And I also feel that he and Jeff Grubb make a pretty dynamic creative team here. I know Jeff, I've seen several interviews with him when he's been reflecting back on this era of developing the Forgotten Realms comic and saying, you know what, his working relationship with Rags was pretty open one. He would give visual cues from and direction from panel to panel as far as story flow was concerned. But Rags would routinely come back to Jeff and say, hey, look, I see what you want to try to accomplish here. I have an idea. And that to Jeff was like, okay, shut up and listen. And normally Rags' ideas, even at that young age, were spot on and better serviced the story than perhaps even some of Jeff's art direction is concerned. So, from that standpoint, I again give kudos to Jeff for having an open mind, for taking the input of his really talented artist here and making that creative relationship very, very fruitful here on the pages. The third layer that I wanted to touch on, which I didn't previously do, was that there is a meta conversation happening here throughout this book. And a lot of that, Doc, has to do with the gaming aspects of Dungeons and Dragons and the decisions that are being made and the spells that are being cast and just having that, if you will, example model in these pages for players of the game to see, oh, so that's how I could daisy chain two spells together to get a result of some kind, or this is how I could employ my paladin and my fighter within my group in order to have this desired outcome, or this is what my thief could be doing here, or this is what my priest can be doing in addition to just healing everybody. So from that standpoint, again, great value in these pages. We also have the chance meeting of Dwellamore Omen and Elminster himself. And I found that to be a very, very entertaining section within this story arc. I think Rags's art is absolutely exquisite. It's so, so good. And I am just amazed that we had this, that fate would bring Jeff Grubb and Rags Morales together to produce such a quality series in general. It's rare that you catch lightning in a bottle, particularly with a young talent, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of artists, when they first break in to comics, are still developing their craft. Yes, they're good, they're entertaining, but they're normally given, for lack of a better term, Doc, lesser books to work on, you know, until they're a little more seasoned. I can't help but feel DC, but okay, what's this Dungeons and Dragons thing? Yeah, I know it's a popular game. Yeah, I get it, but this is no Superman. This is no Batman. This is no Wonder Woman. All right, let's put this young kid, that Morales kid, on this thing and see if he can make something of it. Wow, did he ever.
Did he ever, exactly.
Yeah. So from that standpoint,
remember, this is an art. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to point out too that this is an artist that ended up going to work with some of the biggest names in the industry. I mean, yeah. Greg Rucka, Peter Tomasi, Brad Meltzer with Identity Crisis,
yep.
Jeff Johns, Brian Azzarello, Grant Morrison. I mean, these are huge names that he went on to work with, and he had good runs with these artists too. It's not like he just did one or two issues. It was like full runs. And so it's really, really impressive career. And the fact that he was, I mean, I don't even want to say that. I hate saying that he cut his teeth on Forgotten Realms, yeah, because the art is so good. I don't want to consider it that he was still working on it. It's so good.
Exactly. That would be doing the art a disservice to say,
yeah,
this was some warm-up series. Fully realized artist in their prime, but it just so happens that, well, this is his first series. And yeah. That's all to our benefit, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
well, Doc, do you have any last thoughts with regard to the Dragon Reach saga?
No, if there's anything that I would say, I don't even want to say negative or anything, but like and I won't give any spoilers about who was that was killing the dragons. I would love to have learned more about that character. It feels like that's the only thing that we may have rushed over a little bit. Was, yeah, that character. And because I'm on like issue 21, 22, and we, mm-hmm, still, I was hoping that this character would come back up, but so, yeah, far I haven't seen him again. So that's the only thing that I would say. I was a little disappointed that we didn't get more, because it seemed like a really cool, we were going to get like this origin of this really good villain, and it never happened. So that's the only thing. But other than that though, I think the strength in the story was, still, we're kind of learning the interactions between all the main characters that you went over at the beginning of the cast. And so that was really cool, seeing their interactions and their relationships kind of developing, and we're getting identities of all these characters. So that was definitely a strong point in it. Overall, it's a really fun story though.
Yeah, Doc, I, again, agree with you 100%. And I think that if anyone is feeling their way through this, it's maybe perhaps Jeff Grubb. And what I mean by this is the following. Though he is a fully realized author, having done Azure Bonds, and for sure having worked on all the modules and having developed the Forgotten Realms box set, he had to make some editorial choices concerning this. This was only a 4-issue arc. And he chose to concentrate on deepening and doing further character development within our adventurers and the adventurer party, then perhaps the main antagonist of the story. So, you know, it's tough. You only got 4 issues. So, yeah, so I'm with you. I would have loved to have seen a little more depth to our antagonist. And I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to see a little bit of an improvement here as we go along within these 4 volumes of the Forgotten Realms, all in celebration of the 50th anniversary of D&D, all month long here on Kirby's Kids.
Your dungeon master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position.
You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created.
Your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of the enormous beast.
It's a product of your imagination.
Survival depends on a quick, decisive move.
Your choices are limited.
Stand and fight, or run.
Use your lightning bolt.
Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons and Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.